Welcome to Back in the Game, a sports and mindset podcast. I'm Rob Bumbacco. In this podcast, we're here to share with you the mental skills you need to help improve your performance and get your head back in the game. We'll offer practical applications and diverse perspectives to help you apply these mental skills to your life. Welcome to Back in the Game, a sports and mindset podcast. Today we're going to talk about active visualization. So we have passive visualization and active visualization. Passive is going to be more probably as you know it, where we'll be in a quiet room, get ourselves relaxed, take some deep breaths, and we'll visualize ourselves going through some different scenarios on the field or on the ice and seeing ourselves execute those specific scenarios and specific skills. Active visualization is going to be where we're going to combine movements with the mental imagery. So we're going to be actively going through, if we're a hockey player, let's say, stick handling or passing movements, skating movements, basketball player, shooting movements, defensive movements, dribbling movements, football throwing movements. You kind of get the idea. And while we're doing those physical movements, we're going to be visualizing ourselves executing those things. So we're going to have those mental images combined with the physical movements. And this is a great way to kind of get yourself focused, ready, see yourself, feel yourself having success, and a great thing to implement into your pregame routine. So try it out and continue to work at it. Make sure you're consistent with it, that you're consistently making it part of your routine. The more you do it, the more it's going to have an impact on your performance. Thanks for joining us. Remember to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Facebook. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Back in the Game, a sports and mindset podcast. Please make sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Facebook. We hope you can join us next time as we continue to discuss the mental skills that you need to get your mind back in the game and perform at your best.